Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So today we are talking about the 5-hour fast, but we're also talking about weight loss and what you need to do to see results. Okay, so let's start with the 5-hour fast only because we have been getting so many questions about it. And I just want everyone to understand how it works and the best way to do it. So the 5-hour fast is basically you're picking 5 hours in the day. Okay. It has to be the same 5 hours every day for 1 week. Now you can do it Monday to Friday. You can do it Monday to Saturday, or you can do it all 7 days. You should still have your cheat day. That's 1 day a week. And you can do your cheat in the 5 hours. And sometimes that's a really good thing because it actually helps you control your cheat day. You're only eating in those 5 hours. Okay. So that's one. So pick 5 hours. Choose the 5 hours that are going to work for you, meaning if you generally love lunch and you're always hungry around lunch, your hours should be around lunchtime. Pick those 5 hours, same 5 hours every day. So if you know you go out to dinner on a Friday night, you have to incorporate that time because that's the only time it will work for you. If you know you're going out to dinner, if you go out to dinner a couple of times a week, if you go out to dinner once a week, it doesn't matter. You can't change the hours once you pick them. It has to be those hours for 1 week. So keep that in mind when you're picking your 5 hours, okay? You can change them week to week. So if you do it this week and you do Monday through Saturday, then you have your cheat day Sunday, the following week you can change your 5-hour times, okay? They have to be consistent for 1 week straight, okay? That gives you the consistent 19 hours to process everything in your system and really get some major fat burn from it. Okay. So that's what gives you the results. It has to be the same 19 hours every day for a week. What are we drinking on our fast? Okay. So on our fast in the 19 hours, we're drinking water. You can do water with lemon. You can do water with lime. You can do water with electrolytes are amazing, like a smart water. That's why it's smart because it has electrolytes in it. That's going to help you throughout the day. You can also do black coffee, black tea. Do not do, any artificial sweeteners. It's going to slow the process. So don't try to try not to incorporate those into your fasting times, your 19 hours, okay? Try to really stick to water, water, water. That is the best thing for you. Black coffee, black tea. In your 5 hours when you're eating, you can have your regular coffee that you normally have. You can have tea. You can have your diet soda if that's what you drink, if that's what you choose, or your zero calorie drinks, whatever it is, your iced tea. You can do one alcohol drink and you do not have to count it as one of your snacks. Okay. But if you do two or more, then you have no snacks. Okay. So that's your choice in those 5 hours. We know what we're drinking in our 5 hours and we know what we're drinking in our 19 hours. Now, what are we eating in our 5 hours? You are choosing two meals and 1 to 2 snacks. Now, your two meals should consist of a lighter meal and a regular meal. So you want to think of like a breakfast and a dinner, or a breakfast, lunch, and a dinner. Okay. So you may do 2 eggs and you may do a chicken burger and vegetables, or a chicken kebab and vegetables, depending on where you are, what you normally eat. You know what your dinners are. Portion is key. Healthy meals are key. Weight loss meals are key. They have to be all of the above. Okay. You can't just eat whatever you want in those 5 hours. Choose two meals and 1 to 2 snacks. Your snacks should be maybe a fruit and a yasso bar. Or if you're doing innovation food, you would do maybe a muffin, you would do manicotti, and then you would do a bag of the mixed nuts or the popcorn. Okay. And a fruit. Or some people like to have a latte. It really depends on what you like. Everything must be counted. Nothing is free when you're dealing with food and weight loss. So choose your two meals, two snacks. We will have more examples of them throughout the next 2 weeks. We're going to actually show you meals, whether you're doing innovation meals or if you're doing grocery store meals or ordering in or taking out. We're going to have all different examples for you that will help. Okay, so that is it as far as the, what you're eating, drinking, and you're choosing your 5 hours and you're doing it weekly. You're still having your cheat day. Cheat days are always controlled. Another thing I want you to remember is exercise. You should always try to exercise. We don't want to exercise to have weight loss, because if you can't exercise, then you're going to gain weight. Not to mention you end up on that hamster wheel. You eat something and you feel like you have to work it off. Don't want to do that. I want you to exercise for health. I want you to exercise for muscle strength, for bone health. So what you should do in your 19 hours is pick something that you love and try to do it for at least 30 minutes a day. It could be walking. It could be jogging. It could be yoga. It could be weight training, whatever it is, boxing, biking, whatever you like to do. Make sure you enjoy it, because that's what's going to make you want to do it. Okay. Not everyone loves to exercise. So try to pick something you like. It really does help. Okay. So that is the whole 5 hour. There's so many health benefits to it other than just weight loss, because that is a huge factor. And that's generally why we're mostly doing it. But with that comes a lot of cell repair. When we have no food in our body, we're giving our cells a chance to repair themselves. And generally they never have the opportunity to do that, because there's always food fueling through your system. And that never gives your cells a chance to repair. So it really is big on cell repair, which has to do with a lot of diseases and inflammation. So I'm telling you, I know it's hard. Try it. You may actually love it. Okay. Now let's get to that next step, because that's what I want to talk about. Doing the weight loss, you know, doing the program and doing, having the weight loss. And what does it take? Well, it takes for you to be on program, and it is hard. And whether you're doing the 5 hour or you're doing the regular innovation program, whether you're doing the ketovation program, weight loss is hard. It's challenging. It's supposed to be challenging. Okay. If it was easy, the whole world would be thin. And it's actually our very opposite. We have more obesity in the world than ever before, because everything is supersized and it's just so easy to eat and indulge and binge, and not even to mention what the pandemic did to everyone. I want you to go into this with a really good mindset of, I want this. I want to lose weight. Summer's around the corner. I want to feel good about myself. I want to fit in my clothes. I want to wake up and actually get dressed and feel great. Pick anything I want to wear, not be just, you know, have choices of what only fits me at that moment. Listen, I see clients. I really do. I have thousands of clients online, in studio. I see the mentality of different people. Sometimes it's like, I think some clients think that they're forcing themselves. Like, they want to eat everything, but they want to lose weight. And that's not going to happen. Okay. Don't ever think you're gypping yourself if you have one less snack. Okay. Don't go into that mindset. Don't have that mindset going into the program. You should go into the program thinking, I'm going to be a little hungry. I'm going to always feel like I could have had more, but that's okay. I'm going to embrace that, because that is the weight loss. Okay. And I'm talking about whether you're doing any of the programs, 5 hour, innovation, ketovation, doesn't matter. What I need you to do to get the best results is to go into this thinking, I want to have the best results. And if that takes me having to eat less and exercise a little more, stepping out of my comfort zone, stepping out of that box of just being comfortable, that's what it's going to take. And that's what you should want to do. Okay. If you're going to go into this thinking, well, no, I can't, you know, I had a fruit, but I still want to have something else because it's on my menu and I want to have every single thing because, you know, I'm entitled to that. No, don't go into it like that. The menu is a guide. You get meals and snacks. If you can eat less, eat less. You know, most people don't even realize you can go 3 weeks without food. Okay. I'm not telling you to do that ever. I'm just saying your body can last 3 weeks fasting. And you just think we need so much more than we actually do. So when you're trying to lose weight, I need you to go into this thinking, I'm okay if I eat less. With the 5 hour, with the innovation, with the keto vision, if you want the best results, you have to go into the saying, I'm going to do what it takes. I want to have the best results. I want to feel great. I want to see that scale go down. Okay. Just the other day, I had a client say to me, you know, she did not do great before vacation. She went on vacation. She did terrible. She came back. She was like, I hate myself. I hate the way I look. Does no good if you knew that before you went on vacation, you ate everything in sight, and then you're crying about it after. I feel bad for you and I want to help you, but guess what? You have to want to help yourself. And that's what this is about. I need you to go into this thinking, I want to be the best I can be. I want to do the best on this program. And if that's going to take eating less, I'm going to do it. If that's going to take exercising more, I'm going to do it. I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to follow my program. And when I'm not hungry, I'm not going to eat. Be in tune with your mind, be in tune with your body. You need to go into this really thinking how important it is and how much you want it. You can't just follow and say like, oh, well, you know, I have my three snacks on there. And even though I'm not hungry, I'm going to eat them anyway because they're on there. You're only fooling yourself if you do that, okay? Whenever you can eat less when you're trying to lose weight is always better. Less is always best when trying to lose weight. If you're not hungry, do not eat, okay? This is what I went back to. This is going back to what I said before. Your body can go 3 weeks without food. I'm not telling you to do that. What I am telling you to do, if you skip a meal, if you skip a snack, it's okay, all right? Don't just eat it because it's on the menu. Less is better when you're trying to lose weight. We are in such a mindset from society that, you know, more is better. More is better for everything. You know, you go into a restaurant, they can't feed you enough. You walk out of there feeling stuffed. You don't even get to enjoy what you're eating because you're overeating. You want to go into this and you want to feel good about each meal. You want to be hungry for your meal, never absolutely starving. But again, I say this all the time. Many of us don't even know what starving is. We think we're starving. I hear clients tell me all the time, I'm starving. And I'm like, you just had two meals and a snack. You're not starving. Okay. You might be a little hungry because you're used to eating all day and now you're trying to lose weight and you're having less. So of course you're going to feel hunger. A lot of times, remember, you're feeling hunger just because you're eating less than what you were used to eating, but you weren't supposed to be eating as much as you were eating anyway. So that's why you're going to feel the hunger. It's really a mindset. So the programs work, but you need that mindset to go into this. Like, I want to do this and this is really important to me. And that's how I want you to approach this. And that's how I want you to stay in it. And I promise you, you will see the results. You will feel great. And you will know that in a week, wow, I feel amazing. 2 weeks, I feel even better. A month, I can't believe my clothes fit me and I'm feeling amazing. I want to keep doing it, but you have to have the mindset going into it. Okay. So that's what I want for you. I want you to also think about exercise, your water, following your program, doing the right things, plan, prepare, follow through with your day. These are all important things. When you have all of these tools together, you will see the best results. Okay. So I hope this helps. Remember, if you do like the video, give it a thumbs up, share it, subscribe. It really helps the channel grow in the most significant way. And I really appreciate that you do it. So I hope everyone has the best, healthy, happy week.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.